Okay, so I'm back, and forewarning, I've been drinking my delicious $4 wine, and I tell you, just a quick recap over this wine, free advertisement right here, but it's not that I can't afford better. I bought this wine for just some random whore I was having over one night, and come to find out, this is actually pretty good fucking wine, so I just drink it all the time now. But anyway, okay, that's done. So I've been drinking, and I was watching Donovan Sharp go on about I don't know if you follow him, but I follow the guy. I think he's a very great YouTuber. He's one of the few guys who I genuinely follow, who I don't feel like he's just constantly bashing women, but he's breaking down the nature of women's actions. And please, like, yeah, watch him and Galonzo Lira, or what, he used to be Coach Red Pill. Those are the two main ones who I watch, because they genuinely educate men. You see, because, like, with the other, like kind of fake MGTOW Red Pill guys, I find a lot of them as, you know, pretty much angry at women, and they don't really explain anything. So, like, I gravitate more towards the people who are breaking down the actual logic and make you think, like, oh, yeah, that may make sense. You know, and Donovan Sharp, he's a great dude, man. Honestly, I would highly recommend you watch his shit. Free advertisement? Fuck it. This is more about education than money or advertisement or anything like that. This is for educating young men. So for educating men in general. So if anybody is watching this and likes my shit, definitely pay attention. I definitely recommend Donovan Sharp. And the other guy, his name used to be Coach Red Pill, but he changed his name to, like, Gonzagas Lira or something like that. It's an exotic name. I don't know how to pronounce it correctly, but it used to be Coach Red Pill, and his stuff is great too. But so back to the original topic of the video is this. You see, what I've come to realize is this. See, okay, men's whole end game is pretty much sex. So for men, pornography is like, pornography is great. Pornography, but also pornography can also warp the minds of men, you see? Because it's instant. You can almost Google exactly what you want to see, and it's just right there. Big tits sucking dick on a swing set, and you can find it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's immediate. But on the downside, it also warps our mentalities. Just like, and since I'm in Europe, brothels. Brothels, it warps a man's mentality. So it's up to the individual to realize, okay, this is immediate gratification, and the real world may not be immediate gratification depending on the woman you bump into. And I think that's a very important part for every individual man to realize. Pornography, brothels, hookers, that's immediate. You know, there's not a lot of work that goes into it. There's no existing in it, blah, 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 to get it going off the ground. Whereas in real life, you know, a lot of, like, I mean, if a woman's worth anything, it's going to take some time of talking to her, you know, visiting her, you know, texting her. It's going to take a little more time but you got to feel that, like, sometimes women just don't like you and they'll just string you along. But it takes that practice of learning to know when exactly, you know, when this woman's worth it or not, to keep putting some work into. But like I said, after 25, 26, none of them worth it. Okay, period. But when they're younger like that, yeah, if you're trying to start a family, trying to have kids, then yeah, totally. Yeah, I would say, like I said in a previous video, the younger girls, they're going to be harder to deal with because they simply don't know anything, and they don't know how to explain themselves properly, and they don't know. A lot of them are fighting the battle of, do I just live my own life and do what I want to do when I want to do it, or do I, you know, take my chance on this guy who may cheat on me, who may, you know, dump me. Like, they're fighting a lot of these things. So the younger group, if you're looking for a wife or children, I highly recommend getting the younger group, because if it becomes successful, those younger groups of women will, they will wrap their lives around you. Whereas the older women, they've been damaged. In most cases, they cannot wrap their lives around you. And that's just how it is. But now to the original topic of the discussion, because I've been drinking this $4 wine, which is delicious. You see, I talked on this previously about situations like social media and Instagram like that. That is also porn for women too. But that is porn for women who actively stand out, meaning like they are actively, they're generally genetically blessed. So they can just take a picture or they can stand up in a bodysuit and take a selfie with their little ass poking out and get 2,000 likes in 30 minutes, you see. But that's for the genetically blessed. Now, porn for every woman that every woman can walk into is the typical stories of like Disney love novels, love movies, you know, all Lifetime movies, you know, all, you know, pretty much general media is pretty much porn for women, you see. And the reason I say this is because, see, like I said in a couple videos back, a woman's end game is not actually sex, you see. A man's end game is sex with a beautiful woman. A woman's end game is what she can get after the sex, after I, because a woman's going to look at a guy says and say, he's worth keeping around, so I'll give him sex in order to keep him around for what he'll do after sex. You see what I'm saying? That is, see, the porn for women is getting more resources. You see, and the possibility of getting more. Now there are, I mean, don't get me wrong, women. I'm not saying women don't get horny or anything like that, because women will. I trust me on this. Women will get their stomach pumped of a gallon full of cum in their stomach, or else they would have been like horrifically sick. Like it happens. Like women go through horrific horror stages too. But in the end, it's really about exchanging sex for protection and resources. So for women, the extraction for sex, the common trait, sex for more resources. But see, where the world that you don't want to end up in is, see, once a woman starts talking about she's a princess, she likes horses, she wants her own love story, she wants to feel out of passion, she wants a passionate story. That's where I picked off of Donovan Sharp's last video. She wants a passionate love story. She wants to feel passion and all. See that passion, see, to a woman, that is pornography to her, because it fits the same realm as porn for a man. See, that passion she's thinking of, that is relatively immediate gratification. You see, for a woman, it's going to take anywhere between five minutes to a week to get there. That's relatively immediate gratification for a woman to get, you know, excited about a man like that. Because most women are not naturally excited by the average man. You see, they have to, like, it has to be something more to him. And like the perfect scenarios is if the guy's a lot of money, he's involved in dangerous acts, and after that, you can say tall, short, six pack abs, big dick, little dick, whatever. I think all that in reality kind of really falls like second and third to those two things. Is he in the dangerous lifestyle? And does he have enough resources to take care of me? That will automatically put a guy, you know, in that realm of possible mates in the future for her. For this demographic of bird brain women, it's the same. Okay, when women say they want a passionate love story, passion, they want to feel, they want to feel passion for this man, that is the equivalent of a man saying he wants a porn star wife. Okay, that is the exact equivalent of it. So, guys who know, when we hear other guys talk, and okay, for a matter of fact, I have a friend of mine now. He's stuck in this trap. He wants this mythological creature of a woman to be his wife that just doesn't exist. I mean, she probably does exist, but I mean, okay. this is another side rant. See, I think when once people hit this mode in their life of creating this mythological creature that doesn't exist, it's the same thing as the ethical reasonings behind doing plastic surgery on people. So I don't know if you're aware of this, but with plastic surgery, nowadays people are doing plastic surgery in their bedrooms or clients, but like, I say 10, 15 years ago, there was a much more of an ethical push behind plastic surgery. And it still is now, and you know, depending on where you go. Because a lot of times, like, these people have to fill out questionnaires. They have to go to counselors to talk to them about the situation. Because, see, the reality is with plastic surgery, no matter if let's say a woman goes because she don't like the size of her nose, right? And they get to asking her more questions. Well, they'll ask her questions and they'll be able to deduce, okay, this woman just doesn't like her nose. It's whatever is going to be the next thing that she doesn't measure up to somebody else with. She'll figure out she doesn't like it. So this woman will just keep coming back and cutting herself and cutting herself and cutting herself and cutting herself. And eventually no doctor's going to get paid because she keeps coming back and taking out these loans and not paying back the loans. You see what I'm saying? So this is why they would cut off a lot of plastics, a lot of applicants trying to get plastic surgery was for this primary reason. And long story short, they think what they want is the perfect nose, but it's going to slowly grow to the perfect nose, the perfect mouth, the perfect space in the eyes, the perfect opening eyes. And then when they get that, oh, I want a little closed a little more. And it'll be, oh, I want a little open a little more. And it will just never stop. And this is where men and women fall into the trap of when they create this mythical being, also known as the porn star wife or the super passionate man who's loving, caring, has a great job, big dick. But he's also submissive whenever she wants it. And, you know, like all these mythological reasonings. See, the core of it is the core of that situation is no one will ever be able to fit those standards. I won't say ever. It's highly improbable no one will ever that they will ever find a resting point, just like with the people with plastic surgery. Perfect example. I'm sure, I don't know if you guys seen, but I don't know if you remember that guy, the Ken doll, the guy who, there was a man who was walking around and he had plastic surgery to look like the Ken doll from the Barbies. And I remember him back when he first came out, because it was a woman walking around trying to look like Barbie. And everybody thought they would make a great couple, and they got together. Well, I mean, any straight man knew what it was. The Barbie, the Ken doll dude was gay. So he had no chemistry with the woman. The woman was actually down. Because I remember there was a camera following him around because everybody thought that they would be a perfect match in heaven. Both of them were hooked on plastic surgery, blah, blah, blah. Well, they were a horrible match. And come to find out just recently, the Ken guy, the Barbie doll Ken guy, who was the guy who had plastic surgery to look like the Barbie doll, he actually switched genders and now he's walking around like a bitch because he was gay. Any straight man who cares that much about his physical appearance, he's a gay man. Okay, he's a gay dude. It's just the reality of it. In most cases, that's what it is. You see, but going back to the original point, see, the problem is not the other people, you see, going to the plastic surgery people or talking about like the men and women who want these unrealistic standards. The problem is them. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, the problem is that because when I'm on a dating scene for real and I'm looking for a legit partner, all I'm looking for is a woman who at least has some genuine care about herself. She's not horrifically messy at home, and she puts an effort in. She puts some consistent effort in. Now, like I said, my ex-wife was not the pretty. I mean, she was pretty, but in Europe, I mean, in Prague, okay, in America, she was pretty, but here she was, you know, pretty average, you know. And I'm not trying to say that there was anything wrong with that. But when it comes to an actual partner in life, like your actual life partner, looks are about fifth most important. And when I say looks, I mean genetic looks. I mean like does she have a big nose, big ears, blah, blah, blah. Now, if she's just eating cakes and donuts all night long until she's 400 pounds, yeah, see, that's where I cut off. And the reason why... I went on this topic on a previous video a long time ago. Why I only talked to like eights and aboves is because, okay, and I'm talking like American eight and aboves, is because if a woman cannot take care of her own body and she's 300, 400 pounds, there is no way I'm going to trust that woman in raising children that came from me. Okay, because I am not putting my kids through that. You see, because she's going to, those bad habits are going to sink onto the kids of just eat cakes, donuts, cookies all day long. Be fat, you know, who cares? As long as you're comfortable. You may die at 27, but you're comfortable and happy. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's why I don't date fat women. Okay, it's not particularly because I think I'm better than fat women or anything like that. It's because I'm thinking about the future of with fat women and the habits that are probably now on the flip side, there's a population of fat women who I would happily deal with. And I'll tell you the exact reason why after this next week of wine. The reason why I would deal with this proportion of fat women, and I've seen this on an episode of like Strange Bodies or something like that. There's a medical condition where no matter what a woman eats or just what a human eats, their bodies retain every bit of water. And there was a woman on the show. She was fat. And she had cut her calorie intake down to like 900 calories. I mean, she was on it, man. She was serious. And she said, look, I just can't lose the weight. So, I mean, of course, most logical thinking men are going to think first, she's fucking bullshit. She's going out to Krispy Kreme every night. And they followed her, like, I think for like a month. And yeah, and she was legit. Like, she only ate salads, barely ate salad dressing. Like, she only ate fruits and vegetables. And her body literally would hold in all the water that came out the food she would eat. So she literally could not lose weight. Now, that woman, I could deal with. If I knew she legitimately had a condition, I would deal with. But there's a lot of women out there who say, oh, I just have an overactive thyroid or some bullshit like that. And you know they're fucking lying. But if there's like a legit medical condition behind being overweight, I have no problem with it. No problem at all. None. If they had that condition that that woman had, no problem at all. If I knew she had that condition while talking to her, I have no problem with her. And if she has a great personality, I'll talk to her. I'd go on dates with her, honestly. If I knew that she genuinely, that there was nothing she could do to fix it, or it was extremely hard to fix it, then yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. But if they're just eating tons of food all day long and they're going, oh, don't make fun of me because I'm fat. Okay, yeah, bye. But okay, that was a long rant on that because this $4 wine is delicious. Mm. But back to the topic. You see, porn is different for men and for women. Like I said, because the end game for men is just sex. So the busted nut in either something that looks great or that fucks right is our end game. And after that, we just kind of deal. We just kind of really don't care about it afterwards until, you know, it's time to fuck again. And a woman's thing is to get to get a stable, consistent provider and attention in her life. And that's just it. So, but see, the thing is, especially when they hit over 25 or 26, and they're still spouting this love story, passion. I have to feel something with them. Blah blah blah. See. That is code name woman speak for I want instant gratification, pornography. I want it right now. You see what I'm saying? See, this is why I say you do not. Okay, the only women over 26 you even acknowledge as existing on the planet are the women who are actively putting in an effort, and or like the handful of 35-year-olds I got right now, the ones who will openly say, I want you to fuck me. Like, if they're not one of those two women, then they just don't even acknowledge their existence on the planet. They're useless because the reality of it is, once they hit those ages, especially like 36 to 39, once they hit those ages, they are completely fucked up and miserable. And they're mad. They're mad, fucked up, and miserable because they missed their entire window of life that they thought would last forever. And they have to sit and every time they go to the grocery store, every time they go out to the mall, every time they turn on television, they have to look at a younger woman of, you know, the version of what she used to be succeeding where she failed. Okay. And these women are just the worst to be. Once they've got their mindset on the perfect guy and I have to feel something and I want a perfect husband and he has to be this, that. Once they dive too far in it, those women are just, they're pretty much just existing to die at this point. It's just a reality. These women are existing to die. The only reason they're really kept alive is because society just doesn't want to kill them. Okay, like because it's just what humans have done. We've grown into not just killing people because they're useless. Because that's what they are. They're useless to society. They serve no more purpose. Once they dove into that territory, because at least when they're 36 and 35 and above and they're whores, well, at least they can be, you know, good jump offs. You know, at least they can be, you know, good fucks. Like I said, the best women you'll fuck, the best fucks will be women 35 and older. Those will be the, because like I said in the previous video, they know what men want. Because like they've been getting railed out since they were 12. So they've learned and then they've been humbled by getting older. So they know what you want. And they know how to they know what you want and either they can give you that or they can substitute it with something else. I see they know. Those women will be the best fucks. Like I tell men, you have to remember that shit and not fall in love with it. You have to remember it, that these women are going to be the nicest. They're going to be the most welcoming. Okay, either they're going to be completely prudest bitches or they're going to be the most friendliest sluts you'll ever meet. Now, if they're the latter, you have to remember why they are what they are. Don't fall for it because they really want you to fall for it. All of them do because they're old, they're beat down, used up, and you know, out of time. So they're going to want you to fall for it. And just remember, if she's 35 and up, she is going through probably at minimum 8 different guys, right? And she's going through at least a minimum of 8 different guys in hopes that at least 2 of them will fall for it. And then out of those 2 or 3, maybe, she'll pick the one who's probably going to be the better long-term choice as far as providing goes. It's how it works. And then that's where the monkey branch comes in. You see what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I'm gonna let it, because I feel like I've been ranting. I've been drinking this delicious $4 wine, so I'm gonna cut it off here. But yeah, pornography is pornography. But for the purpose of this explanation, what pornography represents is different for both sides. Just a quick overview, pornography for men is pretty much immediate gratification. www.pornhub.com, big tit bitch sucking dick on railroad tracks. Sarah sucks mean cock on railroad tracks. Click, and it is right there. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, for women and her manipulation tactics, to keep men, it's I want to feel passion and blah blah blah. You see, and it's relatively immediate. And if she doesn't, but see with women, women cannot see men. And I'll be honest, and this is another side rant. Men really have it better because see, worst comes to worst, a man can just buy a woman. You see what I'm saying? Like we at worst comes to worst, we can just drop some money on the table and bitches are down to fuck. Simple as that. Whereas, see, women can't do the same thing for everything that a woman wants. See, because women don't just want sex. They try to say they do, but they really don't. See, women really want everything that comes after sex and that works. That's of benefit for her. See, they want the loyalty, the dedication, the courting, the chivalry. They want all that, you see, and women can't buy it. I mean, okay, I think I read a story in Japan where women are paying men to do these things, and Japan's got a whole situation going on with them. But in Japan, they do have a service for it. But in most of the world, like women cannot buy that, you see, in that oracle I read there, see, women are not paying for sex; they're paying for, like I said, before. Women are paying for everything that comes after sex. That's what they want. They want the guy to open the door to them, to be an ear to talk to pour them a drink and give it to them and tell them they look beautiful. See, that's what women, that is pornography to women, you see. I don't know. I'm done, man, because I feel like I'm ranting too long and I'm on 25 minutes. I'm out.